also the support that we received from the university has been great. We had numerous meetings with the students on Wheeler Street, and I think it paid off. A lot of them acted socially responsible. Some of them even went home, so I think they did a great job. And as you've seen this last weekend, everything went well.
You think the new ordinances struck some fear in?
I wouldn't say fear. It just gave us the opportunity to use some little bit of problem-oriented policing where we could go out and talk to them in advance and say, hey, here's the standard. We now have a standard. We don't have to wait for you to get unruly before we have to intervene. You know, we weren't going to allow it to get up to 3,000 students before we did something. Because the ordinance was in place, now we had a number to work with. And we conducted meetings with them. University helped. Tim Sheridan's office has been great. We've been sending officers out talking with students with Tim, and as you can see, it paid off.
The emergency order for the glass bottles went out before the weekend, and from what it looks like, there was a lot of cooperation through businesses around town, especially Walmart, who closed down their entire liquor department. How much did their cooperation help you guys out?
I think it was tremendous, and you know, our hats off to them. I'm glad that all the liquor stores complied. It helps us to keep that. And if you go back and you look on YouTube at some of the activities such as Kent State that happened the previous weekend, you can sit there and watch that video and you just hear the glass breaking. And I bet they wish they would have put a similar order in place.
Why did you feel it was necessary? I mean, the numbers were way down on Wheeler Street. Were you still fearing a couple days ahead of time that this might develop into a larger party?
Well, we didn't know. You know, with the ordinance in place, it took away the ability for them to promote the event. So we really didn't have a lot of intelligence on actually how many people were going to show up, so we got a plan for the worst-case scenario, and that's what we did. And but what's nice about having this ordinance in place with 150, I can really respond with a normal shift. And using them and the Office of Public Safety, we can pretty much respond to any party we need to and control it before it gets out of hand, and that's the intent.
You already starting planning for next year? I mean, do you think there will be a possibility of a Wheeler Street party a year from now?
I hope not. I'm hoping that, you know, the students do like they did this year. We don't mind the small parties. They're manageable. It allows the tenants to be able to control who's on their property and who's consuming alcohol. And just be socially responsible, and we'll leave you alone. And as you can see this weekend, the students acted responsible, and we issued zero citations and had zero arrests on Wheeler Street.
I got the impression from your deputy chief this morning that this was not just 150 people, say, in a yard. If you had 150 people outside along a two-block stretch of Wheeler Street, you would have started to break that up.
Exactly. Because of the past history, Wheeler Street was considered a block party, and the block party included both the 300 and 400 block, and so we were treating that as one area.
And will you continue to do that? I mean, if I have 150 people over and my neighbor does, is that too many people?
If you fit that definition of the open-air activity with alcohol, yes, we're gonna come have a talk with you. But I'd like to think that we could do it like we did with the students this weekend. And if we approach you and ask you to fix the problem, you're going to take care of it, and we never have to make an arrest or issue a citation.
Okay, thank you.
So,
thanks. Yeah.